Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us now. You also may have heard about the six people that were apprehended after eight people were shot at a tavern in Kanana over the weekend. This happened on Saturday, and the six people were arrested on Sunday by the police. Now on the line with us is Brigadier Sabata Mokgwaboni, who is Potchefstroom police spokesperson. Thank you very much, Brigadier Mokgwaboni. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pinela, and good evening to the listeners.
This kind of crime, we are starting to see more and more. Taverns where people go out there for obviously their recreation, and then there's a shootout by gang people. How much do we know about who these suspects are?
Not much, truly speaking. Remember, even though if we had incidents previously in our province, when you compare to other provinces, ours were not like at other provinces. But then we really don't know who these people are, because remember that in our situation, especially in Kanana, apparently these people were speaking Sesotho, and they made it clear that they were looking for Sesotho. But we are treating that as allegations for now. But I think that is also confirmed by the fact that four of the arrested suspects, they are also from Lesotho, or they are Lesotho foreign nationals.
Yes.
So we wouldn't be able to know exactly what is happening. But I must also say that we know that the Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, that is the Klerksdorp, Stilfontein, Orkney, Kanana area, that's where you find most of Basotho, due to illegal mining activities that are also taking place there. But we have also realized previously that unfortunately, some of them, they also come to our country with their own issues, bringing them from Lesotho to South Africa. And as they get here, unfortunately, they continue some of those issues, gangsterism and so on. So, yeah, that's why I think we will end up having situations like this. But we hope that our investigating team, as time goes on, we'll be able to get to the bottom of the matter and find out exactly what could have led to the incident.
Brigadier Mokgwaboni, the CPF in the area say one of the issues is that, yes, there may be police, but there are issues around, for instance, vehicles, not enough vehicles to do the work. There was a discussion about the Defence Force assisting, and it's clear their response that they were given was that, no, the Defence Force is only there to guard illegal mining. Just clarify for us, what really are the challenges in the area?
One thing for sure, Pinel, is that we are not in a position to can say that we do have enough vehicles. Yes, we do have a challenge, but that does not that mean that we don't have vehicles at all. But at this stage, unfortunately, they are not enough. But the police management is trying their best to make sure that we do have resources. Yes, when we talk to, remember, you also have the illicit mining activities. That is where we have the Vala Umgodi deployments, which is made up of the SAPS unit and the South African National Defence Force. I know that members of the community will say yes, they don't see any difference. But from our side, we are convinced that we are not yet where we want to be, but we are making inroads. For example, you know that unfortunately some of the SANDF members passed on, I think,
yes,
3 weeks ago. The place where they passed on is actually one of the shafts that was used by the Zamazamas to enter, so that they are able to go down, or maybe to use it to take the food down. So it is not the only one. We identified quite a number of them that were prominently used. Then we had to post a people's statistic. And since we did that, we managed to stop some of those people going down or either coming up. So as a result, some of them, they had to walk down. And unfortunately, as they did that, because they had to get an outing or a hole to go out, but they ended up at the legal operations, men that are operating legally, and then that's where now they managed to go out. But some of them were also arrested now by security officials. So it is not, when compared to before the deployment of Valom Godi, it is much better now, yes, but we must agree that as long as there is a problem, there's no way that we can say that it is fine, because as long as a member of the community or a person becomes a victim of crime, truly speaking, we cannot say that it is fine. Our wish was that there shouldn't be any crime committed, but unfortunately, we still have situations where crimes are committed, and it means that we still have challenges. We need to do more than what we are doing to make sure that we deal with the problem.
The response times that the CPF complain about is that it's not because there isn't, call for the police to assist. It's not that the police don't respond. But as you said, there are challenges of cars. In the meantime, is there a short-term, plan to try and mitigate those challenges? We hear that the commissioner said, yes, maybe there will be some more cars that will be brought in. What's the way forward?
Remember, the part of the reason why we have the CPF is because we know that, yes, we won't be able to be at each and every corner every time. So the reason why we have them is to make sure that in the meantime, while we are still seeing what is it that we can do, or to make sure that we reach them so they are able to gather information that is available, so that in case we are unable to get, when the suspect are still available, then at least they are able to assist us with information. So we are trying to recruit more members of the community, but also we are also trying to, actually, the South African Police Service Management is also funding a community police forum, not necessarily stipends, but to make sure that at least they have also basic necessities that they can also assist them to do their job. Because remember, they are also there to make sure that they keep us on our toes, so that if we don't do well, they are also there to make sure that we do what we are supposed to do. But we actually need or request members of the communities to make sure that they work together with us, and that more of them, or most of the members of the community, they participate, unlike what is happening currently, because you will find that it's only people who are elected in the structure, they are participating. Because once people are appointed or elect the structure, they go and sit down, whereas crime fighting actually needs everybody to take part, unlike maybe a few people participating.
So what kind of ammunition can you tell us that they've used when they went out and did this crime? Do we know whether we hear generally that they come with rifles and stuff? Can you give us more details on that?
No, not really, except to say, like you correctly indicated, that yes, it is apparent that the rifles and pistols were used, but we hope that maybe as time goes on, we'll be able to get more detail as to what type of rifles, what type of pistols were used, because because we managed to confiscate more than 80 ammunition. And they are actually for different calibers of firearms. So, yeah, we hope that we'll be able to get more information regarding that. Because even with the Valom Godi, it's the same situation. People that are arrested or those that we get from during the Valom Godi operations, they are different firearms. Mm.
So they're supposed to appear in court tomorrow. How many are they in total that have been apprehended?
It's four. But we do have outstanding suspects, We are not yet sure as to how many were there, but I must also indicate that, yes, we are getting there because some of them are cooperating, but we hope to arrest more suspects soon. Remember that we are also having two that will also be appearing in Bafokeng Magistrate Court in Kabane with regard to the Freedom Park shooting incident. But in Kanana, it's the four suspects that will be appearing in court.
I really appreciate your time there. Brigadier Sabata Mokwabone is a Potchefstroom police spokesperson. Really interested in how you feel about all of these things. 086-000-00959. Please give us a call and tell me, you know, do you have any confidence? Do you have any confidence at all? We've spoken now about two crime, very big incidents. And the sense I'm getting is that we do not have the hang of it. The scary part about the conversation we had earlier on with Ian Cameron is that, yes, we're talking about this one facility. The question is, how many other facilities are there? I want us to also take your voice notes on 063-688-0959. Let's take a listen.
I man, not about the mummy to the guest, invited today. Into a horrifical military, what, get to Baburoko, get to Baburoko at all. What's about King in a Potonso Huru Diru state of emergency through all nine provinces of South Africa? State of emergency time, Horace Dire. Hela, come home, Linka thing. Who wants a horrible system to the DQP underground? It's a Nishimonahin. I mean, I can understand for a whole new etape of one hour to tell you so how it is. I can understand the writing. I can understand. No, but to the politician, right? But writing your Kurukozahala. Baskato, the more television in Barabotamaka Horobona, but it's been next. How can you do the country such even to H1 Lake and Ankorikiria? How can you do that? No, but it's about Tuba. Maskima Salakari. What's Mamalova? If Nikima Majidi Tabapi, there was a message from the USA saying, Ekaremo Honali. ISIS, he a trainer and is recruiting people. But kine karahati puta kili wano kore mara. Why America always erata ho the country of South Africa only to so. Whereas intelligence akamu hanti ona I bone na. That's why kile kabona se hunsiwa thing in those guys from Libya. But trainer kumpumala. After so long, I was pumela watu abasala karina ba.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the sense, right? There's just the sense that I think we're not secure. We feel insecure. When you look at what's happening around us, I mean, 95 people is not a small number. 95 people who are able to get into a facility, carry on with training. Nobody flinches. Nobody asks a big question. How many other facilities are there? You know, you just, when you listen to this story about a shooting that happened, Kokanana, I mean, people just come in there and then they shoot at a tavern, just like that, in and out. And you know, people don't seem to be flinching. And it's obviously not the first time. We've seen this happen many, many times, especially in communities where they are near where illegal mining is happening. Do you have faith with how we're dealing with crime? We've got a new minister now. Are you feeling a little bit more confident with some of these arrests? Do you feel like it's, you know, business as usual? How do you feel? 086-000-00959. And I'm also going to take those voice notes on 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.